Amina Mohamed Abdi was known for being a fearless and outspoken critic of Somalia's government until she was killed 2 months ago. She was an opposition MP vying for a third term. Her sister Samira says she wanted to be part of a new government that would make Somalia a fairer and safer place. A suicide bomber ran at her at an election meeting in the town of Beledweyne. The armed group Al-Shabaab said it was responsible. She's one of hundreds of people who've been killed in the tense lead-up to Somalia's presidential election, which has been delayed by more than a year. Samira says she lost much more than a sister.
Amina always helped everyone who came her way, whether they were her relatives or not, or from any clan. She didn't care about those things. She just saw people and humanity. If anyone was in need, she just cared about the needs of that person.
Since Amina was killed, nearly 300 MPs have been sworn in. But Somalis didn't get to vote for them. They were selected by clan representatives and officials in processes that many say were corrupted and rigged. MPs elect the president under a system that was introduced after the central government collapsed in 1991. Everyone familiar with the process says buying of votes is widespread. Winning depends on forging alliances between factions. In the days leading up to the vote, many of the deals have been discussed here, at the heavily fortified Jazeera Hotel in the capital, Mogadishu. It's a place where politicians and their supporters can meet in relative safety.
A televised debate between four of the most prominent candidates was planned, advertised on this billboard, but it didn't happen. The candidates disagreed on the terms, and so Somalis haven't even got to hear what the policies of the different candidates are. But what people think won't affect the outcome, because the decision lies in the hands of the members of parliament.
People familiar with the process say the large amounts of cash involved still don't guarantee anyone a victory or even a vote.
No candidate is campaigning without money. Then all MPs are just roaming, trafficking around, telling them, I vote for you. And everyone is guaranteeing voting for you, for you, for you. Someone can pick money from 5-6 candidates, and then you have only one vote.
People here hope that completing the elections will make Somalia a little safer. But this is a place where politicians can't even safely move around their own capital city. Whoever wins the vote faces some enormous challenges. Malcolm Webb, Al Jazeera, Mogadishu, Somalia.